A time now to catch up with the guys across the Atlantic, Bob and Chelsea, for this week's Science Update.
This week for the Naked Scientists, we're going to talk about the lengths to which some plants and animals will go to help their kin survive. I'm going to talk about some family-oriented plants called sea rockets. But first, Chelsea tells us about a surprising ability of a common garden pest.
Did you ever secretly mix two chemicals in chemistry class to get an explosion of noxious fumes? Well, biologist Glenn Powell of Imperial College London discovered that cabbage aphids do just that inside their bodies. One of the chemicals comes from the cabbage plant itself. The aphids eat it and store it in their blood. The aphids produce the other chemical themselves and store it in their muscles. If a predator ladybug takes a bite out of one of the aphids, the two chemicals meet and blast the ladybug with poison.
The type of damage that needs to be done in order to mix the blood with the muscle tissue to actually produce this reaction is fairly extreme. So probably the aphid that sets off the defense dies in the process.
But Powell says it dies a hero's death, protecting its colony.
Thanks, Chelsea. Some plants not only recognize their family members, they even treat them more generously than they treat strangers. Plant ecologists Susan Dudley and Amanda File of McMaster University in Canada discovered this among plants called sea rockets. Normally, when unrelated sea rockets are potted together, they grow longer roots than they would on their own to better compete for limited water and nutrients. But Dudley says things were different when they potted the plants with their siblings.
The siblings basically didn't respond to sharing the pot, so they didn't make this competitive response while the strangers did.
Since some other plants might share this behavior, Dudley says gardeners may get better results by planting crops near family.
Thanks, Bob. We'll be back next time with more amazing science from the country of family values. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Fantastic. And remember, if you want to check out more from the Science Update team, you can have a look at their website, www.scienceupdate.com.